Miniota by Linda Clark. Congratulations to Dan and Mariah Bryant on the birth of their son Harlow Len on October 9, in Winnipeg. Also happy to welcome Harlow to the family are grandparents Dean and Denise Bryant of St. Lazare, Alan and Pam Graham of Bertel, great-grandparents Stan and Bonnie Bryant of Miniota and Dennis and Claudette Samard of St. Lazare, as well as many aunts, uncles and cousins. Visiting with Delbert and Pat Cole and family this past week were Joan Taylor and Jackie Scantleberry of Calgary, Alt. Elizabeth Hargrave and Children Hudson, Alec, Savannah and Isabel, of Walsh, Alt. Kathy Taylor and Tom Swiston, Paul Swiston, Ruth Howard and Jay Stevenson of Winnipeg, Jerry Taylor, Murray and Bev Peel all of Brandon, Alvin Cole of Dauphin and daughter Kimberly Schuchik of Beauséjour, Kathy Peters of Winnipeg and Sherry Van Vliet of Langley, B.C. This past weekend, the Bertel Collegiate Institute hosted the provincial soccer tournament at both the Bertel Collegiate and in Miniota. The Miniota Sports Ground was alive with action on Saturday. Great to see school buses from various points in Manitoba here. It is great to see our main street all decorated for Halloween courtesy of Sheila Kokerids and Brenda Leland. As well, our local Miniota drop-in center is busy these days with their coffee shop open for business and visiting early in the morning. As well, the winter activities have begun with floor curling. A beehive of activity each day. Drop in for fellowship or an activity. Sometimes all it takes is the bravery of a single light to show others they are not alone. Evergreen News by Helen Martins. October 21st is National Apple Day. Be sure to eat an apple as an apple a day is good for you. Joyce Braybrook's daughter Barb, from Winnipeg, spent the weekend visiting. Thank you to everyone who brings fresh vegetables for us here. We really appreciate it.